Today's scripture reading is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 26 through 31. So have no fear, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the night, tell in the day, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground unperceived by your God. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. These are our sacred stories. Thanks be to God.
Good morning. We're Angie and Jeff Nobles. And we would like to share a poem with you by John O'Donohue.
For peace, as the fever of day calms towards twilight, may all that is strained in us come to ease.
We pray for all who suffered violence today. May an unexpected serenity surprise them.
For those who risk their lives each day for peace, may their hearts glimpse providence at the heart of history.
That those who make riches from violence in war might hear in their dreams the cries of the lost.
That we might see through our fear of each other a new vision to heal our fatal attraction to aggression.
That those who enjoy the privilege of peace might not forget their tormented brothers and sisters.
That the wolf might lie down with the lamb, that our swords be beaten into plowshares.
And no hurt or harm be done anywhere along the Holy Mountain. By John O'Donohue.
Hi everybody. I've missed seeing all of you, but all of your spirits have been speaking to me during this strange, beautiful, and terrible time. I remember one of the proclamations when Wendell Berry's poem, The Mad Farmer, Liberation Front, was read. And at that same time, my dear godmother, who was in hospice, was being read to by her daughter from books by Wendell Berry. And I was able to send that video recording and they could play and watch it together. And then that introduced me to Wendell Berry, who I'm now reading. And during this time, my godmother has passed on, but she did not die of COVID, and she died surrounded by her loving friends. Another time the Spirit has spoken to me is through Ryan McKinney's beautiful video about not being alone, joined with all of your lovely faces. I made the mistake of listening to this outside while I was eating lunch at work, and it helped me shed some tears that needed to come. And then I forwarded it to my husband, who opened it quickly in between meetings and had to delay answering the phone until he could stop crying. They were tears that we needed to shed. Jeannie Campbell shared a poem about screech owls, and I was delighted both to connect her face with her name and also to discover that the strange sound that I'd been hearing in my backyard for the last year wasn't actually a dying possum, but was the sound of a screech owl. And it does sound like a neighing horse. And there's so many other times that I think of all of you and your spirit speaks to me. Thank you.
When I think of Pentecost or World Communion Sunday or a pandemic which involves the whole world, my mind almost invariably returns to a 10-day international conference for itinerant evangelists that I attended in Amsterdam in 1986. It was sponsored by the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and comprised more than 8,600 evangelists, mostly men, but hundreds of women, mostly evangelicals, but hundreds of Pentecostals as well, who had come from 173 corners of the earth, reported to be the largest number of countries represented at any event, religious or secular, in the history of the world. There were sermons and lectures and classes and workshops and outings and sit-down airline-style meals, serving everyone in 3 half-hour shifts. At nearly all sessions, The speaker's messages were translated into several dozen languages, so that by the medium of headphones rather than tongues of fire, all were able to hear, each in their own language, as at Pentecost. On the last day, a Sunday, we shared a moving communion service that summoned images of a grand messianic banquet. I've described this in greater detail at several worship services, so I won't repeat myself. But I assure you, there was a sweet, sweet spirit in that place, and it still warms my spirit when I recall it.
The Martin Luther King quote that holds the most meaning to me is "Love each other or die."
Hello, we're Bill and Karen Klein. We've been visiting Covenant for a little less than a year. We're so grateful for the community we found. Since the arrival of the pandemic, we've been practicing extreme isolation with our daughter and her family for the purpose of protecting our medically fragile grandson. We've been completely disconnected from all the conventional forms of social contact, which could have resulted in great loneliness and fear. But we are surviving, and in many ways, even thriving. Jesus promised that we would not be left alone, and we have not been. Jesus promised an advocate and a helper. We've seen these very real manifestations of the Spirit in our connection with the Covenant community through worship services, virtual coffee hour, book club, and Bible study. We have certainly not been lonely.
In recent days, our world has seen the bursting forth of fear, anger, frustration, and pain in the face of continued social injustice. But the Holy Spirit is also an encourager, and we have been encouraged by the protests, the conversations, the testimonies, and the demands for change. We're already seeing new standards, new awareness, more curiosity about race issues, new ways of looking at police interactions, increased commitment to social justice, and hope. We take these results to be the work of the Holy Spirit and the answers to many prayers.
When I think of the Holy Spirit, I am reminded of years ago when the church had just first moved to our new address there on Caroline. And at that time, a lot of the neighborhood kids joined our Sunday school time. And it was a different perspective on the Holy Spirit that they brought. Their view of the Holy Spirit was actually taken from the term Holy Ghost. And so they really centered in on the idea of a ghost. And it was interesting to hear them talk about that. I've thought about that over the years. I don't have any doubt in my mind whatsoever about the Spirit or ghost, however you care to look at it, of the Spirit of God being in and around me and in and around all of Covenant. I think the evidence of that is our continued being together, and evidence is that at every point at which there is a need, someone seems to step in and fill it. And one of the greatest gifts that I think Covenant has ever received is the gift of Laura. I think that the choosing of Laura was not an accident. I'm not a believer of providence in the sense that some of the old theologians used to believe, in which things are predestined. But I am a believer that when a person or a group of people are all attentive to what possibilities there are and open to that, that it has the possibility of feeling the Spirit, and I feel the Spirit at Covenant.
So this song was actually written by Charles Neblett, but it was recorded by Pete Seeger on his We Shall Overcome album. There's a verse about a young boy who drowned in the Mississippi River because he wasn't allowed to go to the public swimming pool. This is Pam Grimes and Joe Lindley, and I'd like to dedicate this song to Reagan, who loved a good Pete Seeger protest song and also loved banjo.
A two, A 1, 2, 3, 4. At the cotton fields, you can find me nowhere.